classroom full of boxes. See, she stumbles out the door and hobbled down the road to where she works. Her legs were wrapped in bandages. Her job is selling sandwiches. And up and down Cahuenga's where she lurks. Now see, she drinks right there at Velvet, and she also drinks at Felix. But she weasels all those drinks that she don't tip. Some drinks they're bought from empathy, and some are bought from sympathy. But she drinks them down with chips and green bean dip. But they ain't free anymore, 'cause they know her little games at the aforementioned bars and all the rest. But she keeps on coming round, and the drinks keep going down, until she's finally had her fill. Then she wobbles back on home to her bird nest. Now see, she's always got some story about her dirty hippie boyfriend. Now he treats her bad and he doesn't give a shit. Now his uncle is real famous, though he still remains quite nameless. And he's got a movie coming out, and it's a hit. Yeah, you think she might have learned not to believe his little story, since she weaves such crazy spiderweb herself. She's so wrapped up in delusion with a craving for attention that she takes the things that he said to her and she beats them up so she can ask for help. Oh, you know she's really asking for it. See her walking up and down Cahuenga, and you recognize her ruby red lipstick. Pass a message on to her and say that it comes from Charlie Borski, and tell her,
yeah, I don't know, go fuck yourself.
And the lesson here we've learned is you can live on people's kindness. Well, that is until their kindness all runs out. And the lucky thing for her is that the world is filled with people that will give and give and give, that she never has to take care of herself. Oh, you know that she can't take care of herself. She's the belle of the wing. So spare a drink or spare a dime. Just give her something, 'cause she cannot help herself.
To give her anything, the bitch cannot help herself.
Just give her something, 'cause she cannot help herself.
It was like 3 in the morning and he told me that I had to leave, and I had to make me call an Uber.